So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and go into the battle, but you put on your robes. The king of Israel disguised himself, and went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the 32 captains of his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, except only with the king of Israel. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, Surely that is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. Jehoshaphat cried out. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at random, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to the driver of his chariot, Turn your hand, and carry me out of the battle, for I am severely wounded. The battle increased that day. The king was propped up in his chariot facing the Syrians, and died at evening. The blood ran out of the wound into the bottom of the chariot. A cry went throughout the army about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his country. So the king died, and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. They washed the chariot by the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood where the prostitutes washed themselves, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he built, and all the cities that he built, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his place. Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Azubah the daughter of Shilhi. He walked in all the way of Asa his father, he did not turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. However the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his might that he showed, and how he warred, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? The remnant of the male temple prostitutes, that remained in the days of his father Asa, he put away out of the land. There was no king in Edom, a deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, for the ships were broken at Ezion Geber. Then Ahaziah the son of Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with your servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. Jehoram his son reigned in his place. Ahaziah the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel and Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and he reigned 2 years over Israel. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, in which he made Israel to sin. He served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord, the God of Israel, according to all that his father had done.